from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in
that. What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. Hopefully you didn't need to go to the airport. Hopefully you're not at the airport right now, but if you are, thanks for bringing us with you. We appreciate it. The Odyssey app travels worldwide. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good, Andy Bunker. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. And as we were talking before, just the travel situation is still crazy as hell.
And
it's just unfortunate. It sucks and everything like that. We had a good conversation on Off the Cuff about it. And if we were in that situation, how would we proceed with it and everything like that? But yes, it was a nice weekend, I guess, you know, outside of...
Yeah, like personally
it was great.
Spent some time with my family.
Great. Yeah. It was outstanding, and outstanding. Atlanta United gets a nice win.
That was a nice win.
Nice win for them. And then you look at it, you know, yesterday was great because you had F1 on early.
Yeah.
Then
Open Championship. Football's right around the corner.
Training camp and all the news and stories are starting to come out.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to just keep going until, you know, this funky Friday.
Well, the Braves won the first game.
They won.
They got rained out on Friday night. And then what a long day that must have been for Bo, both on Friday night having to be there, and then the game gets canceled.
Yes.
And then Saturday, just all day.
All day. But that's like, I'm sure his pockets liked it.
I hope so.
I
hope it was good for him financially.
But the overall takeaway, it stuck.
Yeah, man.
Sports wise, it stunk.
Yeah.
All right, you wake up yesterday morning. Like I said, you're getting ready for the F1 race, and I'm getting ready for the F1 race and hanging out, chilling, and watching La Liga on Netflix, killing time. And then I see the tweet: Max Fried.
Mm.
What?
Interesting.
When the hell?
Last time he pitched was at the All-Star game.
He pitched in the All-Star game.
Hmm.
So what? Oh, damn.
Turns out he felt a little funniness in his arm and then went out and pitched in the All-Star game anyway.
All righty.
It's not maybe my favorite thing I've ever heard, but
all righty then.
It is what it is.
All right, so you go on game. You know, they can't keep the – it looked like a damn home run derby because they can't keep the ball in the park, blah, blah, blah. Yep. The Braves don't look like they might get this one. All of a sudden, you see maybe a routine play. You know, catcher gets up. Yep. Pop time was great, Bo. Pop time, pop.
Not a great throw.
Not a great throw. But, hey, Ozzie goes down, so gets it.
Bang.
Bang.
Broken wrist.
What the blank.
Yep.
Now, Ozzie's out.
Yep. For a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah. Ozzie will be back for the playoffs,
yes.
Basically.
So, Ozzie's out. Bam. And there you go right there. So, you're like, oh, great. Great, great, great. So it didn't matter with the rest of the game. It didn't matter that Jesse Chavez came in and stunk it up.
Yep.
It didn't even matter.
Yep.
Because Ozzie's gone. And then you don't know how, like, damn, that. And they showed the replays, like, that don't look that bad.
Right.
Then,
it's so fluky.
But then you saw his hand, it was already swollen. So you're like, there we go with that. All right. So Ozzie's done. And now, what now?
Nacho Alvarez.
All right, Nacho!
This is not what we meant when we said we wanted to see Nacho Alvarez.
No.
I guess be careful what you wish for. But we were wanting to see this guy for about a month now, and you're going to get to see him. You're going to get to see him. They called him up. They also signed Whit Merrifield, who, you know, utility infielder, had been a Philly this year. He was an all-star last year. Whit was an all-star last year.
What's our guy that was the pitcher here that was an all-star that we forgot about?
Kirby Yates.
Yeah, he's a closer?
Yeah, he's a closer now.
Oh, I didn't realize he was a closer now.
You wouldn't think he would be.
I wouldn't think he was a closer.
Given the stuff that he doesn't have.
Until they said it yesterday when I listened to it, he said some league high of closers, of saves. I was like, him?
That guy? did he grow a new arm?
I don't know.
Because closers normally throw about 101.
I did not realize he was a closer.
Yeah.
But, man, it's just, obviously, you love to see the young man come up and do all those things. Remember last time a young player came up, Von Grissom, had an immediate impact, and kind of Lee caught up with him and everything like that, and he was supposed to be this guy of the future right here in the center of your infield and all those different things. I'm anxious to see Nacho. Obviously, didn't want to see him in this, like you said, because of you lose Ozzie. But, it's always exciting when you can see these young prospects, especially when they're balling when they get here.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's been playing really well, hitting the ball good. I mean, we might see him tonight. You know, somebody's got to play. Whether it's him or Merrifield, somebody's got to play tonight at second base.
Why wouldn't you play the game?
Play him.
But not you.
The only
there.
Reason not to, I guess, is because he has never played second base. He's a shortstop.
He's never played it?
Not at, a high level.
Oh.
But, I mean.
It's just different angles.
Yeah. If you can play shortstop, you can play second base.
I would think so. I would think so.
It's a lot easier than if you can play second base and you play shortstop.
Yeah, I would think so.
If you can play second base, I guess maybe just a matter of, I don't know what he would need to do. Come up and watch for a game and be like, oh, that's where the guy's
playing. Oh.
No, play him tonight. Get him in the lineup. Hopefully he could be a little bit of a spark because we were saying it before the show, not to be negative, but it is what it is. It just kind of feels like one of those years, man. if they're able to somehow make something out of this one, I mean, that'd be even more of a miracle than 2021 was.
Yeah.
But it sucks when anyone gets hurt. I don't want to say anyone getting hurt is better or worse than anyone else. But do all the exciting guys have to be hurt at the same time? Because, Ronald's hurt, Harris is hurt, Strider's hurt. Now Ozzie's hurt.
Yes.
Those are the most fun guys to watch on the team.
And then the other guys.
Those are guys with flair.
The other guys that are here stink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least if, Riley and Olsen are boring in general.
Yes.
But at least if they're hitting 40 or 50 home runs.
That's exciting.
Boring is good.
Right.
Now that they're boring and they suck.
Yes.
It's frustrating.
It's bad.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Bad, man. But, I do think, I know, Ozzie probably will come back. Like you said, playoff time and everything like that. But, just damn, one thing after another. And you just, obviously this team still has a lot of talent. They do. And you're going to get Michael back eventually. And, you're going to get Ozzie back. Now you have this opportunity. Kelnick is doing his thing. He's holding. He's there.
He snapped an 0-for-25 on Saturday, so that was
which
good.
You just don't know what else to say, but other than you just got to keep going on because you're not gonna get Ronald back.
Nope.
You're not gonna get Spencer back.
Nope.
And like I said, you'll get Michael and you'll get Ozzie back eventually. But how effective will they be?
Yeah, and Max won't be out. Who knows, hopefully not that long. But it doesn't seem like it's gonna be that long of a thing. But I don't know, with him, stuff seems to linger.
Yep.
Last year it was kind of like, well, okay, this doesn't seem like that big of a deal. He's going to be back. He missed a lot of the year, more than half the year last year. So he had been healthy thus far this season. And outside of Strider, obviously that's a huge deal to have Strider get hurt early in the year and be out for the whole season. You had pretty good luck as far as injuries go with your starting pitching. And then Lopez and Sale being as good as they've been has been a real blessing.
Right.
But this was always going to happen at some point, probably with a starter,
mm-hmm.
whether it was Morton or it was Morton was fantastic on Saturday. These guys damn near got swept over the weekend. If Charlie Morton wasn't like his best self,
way to go, Charlie!
And then Eddie Rosario out of nowhere,
like damn,
because they couldn't hit anything on Saturday in that first game, and they scrapped out that win. Thank goodness they did, because obviously they lost the second game on Saturday and then lost yesterday. So, yeah, man, I don't know. It's tough. Every time you kind of hope maybe there's a little bit of momentum building here, something happens over there. Kind of looking towards the deadline, and maybe they can bolster this thing. Then you get two really important players hurt on the same day. And so now maybe your priorities are a little bit different going into the deadline, because you know how razor thin that margin is with starting pitching.
Yep.
Like maybe you do want to go get another starting pitcher. Obviously they picked up Merrifield, who had been cut by the Phillies, to add to the roster, but that's not really like an answer. Like you still need to do more than that probably as far as a trade goes. And then I don't know. I don't think Anthopoulos feels this way, but I wonder if it ever gets to the point where it's like, you know what? There's just a lot. Like we can't make up for all this.
Yeah.
Let's just kind of see what we can do with these guys. Like we need to sell off too much stuff to try to fix all these holes that we have.
But that was something we brought up last week, you know, and it was me. I was talking about do they view it as just that right there? It just is what it is. Let's just see what we can get out this roster instead of having to give up a Smith Shawver or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just to maybe make some noise instead of getting all your dudes back and add those dudes that you might lose or trade or put in a trade and put them combined with the dudes that you got.
That's never been his philosophy, it doesn't seem
that
like.
That is true.
He's always tried to do at least a little bit to address the needs. Because remember, before 21's always the one that everybody goes back to. I mean, that's
did
like
the
most.
Did you see the home run Soler hit yesterday?
Soler?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did. Did you see the home run that Ohtani hit yesterday?
He hit that thing to Glendale.
I don't look. Like, I'm all for like advances in technology and all this kind of stuff, but when we were kids and someone hit a ball like that, they would just lie to us and say it was 560 feet.
Yes.
Now it's like, oh, 470. No way. Yeah, right. When we were kids, that ball went 575 feet.
Yes.
I liked being lied to a lot more than I liked like actual stat cast. Well, you've got this and that, and that's actually how far it went. No, man, like, give me a five in front of it. I need a five. I need a five. That ball is the farthest hit baseball I've ever seen in my life.
The ball was in the
parking lot. Dodger Stadium is the biggest baseball stadium in the major leagues.
Right.
Like, to hit it where he hit it at that stadium is insane. And then they were like, yep, 470.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Hell no, dude.
They're trying to tell us when you're like Mickey Mantle hit one like 600 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Maybe he did.
Then keep lying to me and tell me Ohtani did.
Mickey had.
I like the myth.
Mickey had unreal power for those days.
He must have.
Oh, man.
He must have.
Yeah, Mickey had like 2000 power back in the day. You know what I mean?
And like the pre-steroids?
Yeah, man. He was ahead of his time, dog. And he was smoking them squares.
He's just cigarettes and hangovers. That's what Mickey Mantle had.
Hey, some people play their best that way.
Hey, it's true.
Some people play their best that way.
No doubt. A lot of careers were made that way. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to what's trending, including what Brian Snitker's talking about here.
And then all of a sudden we had the banging.
Sometimes you have to. You never know when the moment's going to strike. BlueChew.com. Promo code Andy. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, There's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
If something's going to happen, it's going to happen, I think, regardless. But we're going to do everything we can to, you know, to check that box, to try and give these guys extra rest to get them through. So, yeah, I don't think that had any bearing, you know, the fact that he pitched and he was on 5 days, you know, he was fully gassed up and everything. It could have been something that probably might have been worse that if he'd have went out, pitched today, did that, and felt it warming up in the bullpen, and then all of a sudden we had to bang him. So this, you know, if it's going to happen, this might be the best scenario, the way it could happen as far as us as a team.
Had to bang him.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, what I'm about to say, I don't want, because me and you about to be real juvenile with this.
And then all of a sudden we had to bang him.
All right, so stop it, Bo. I'm trying to be professionally here. How does that correlate with sitting him down, bang him?
I don't know. Maybe that's how he got hurt.
We had to bang him.
Okay.
Maybe that's how he got hurt.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how does that correlate, you know, go with having to sit him, the banging part?
I think maybe you're banging him onto the IL. I just don't know why that terminology. Why so rough?
I mean, gentle, damn.
You know what I mean?
Damn, Steve, take his time.
We don't want to gently lie him onto the aisle. Sometimes you got to make some love.
You know? I mean, damn. Got to bang him. Anyways, it just sucks, man, because.
And then all of a sudden, we have to bang him.
Laugh so we don't cry, because Max Fried's on the aisle for 15 days.
Yeah, man, but that was the thing. But I saw from the date, and I was like, hold on.
Yep.
That don't add up.
Well, they weren't playing that day. Like, well, Max was.
Oh.
An exhibition game.
Yeah.
An all-star game. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
whatever.
It could have happened at any point.
It could have.
Max tends to have one or two of these.
Yep, some sneaks in there.
On a good year.
Some sneaks in or something like that.
You're on right. A bad year, like last year, he missed a ton of starts. And so hopefully this is just a short thing. And it's a forearm injury.
Burner.
So hopefully he'll be back soon. And I mean, you know he wants to because it's a contract year.
Hell yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? Obviously he wants to help the team and all that kind of stuff. But Max Fried's playing for hundreds of millions of dollars. Like every start that he misses is bad.
Yeah.
As far as the bottom line goes. So it's also bad for the Braves given everything that's gone on. Ozzie Albies got hurt yesterday as well. Broke his wrist in the ninth inning. Such a fluky thing.
It's a fluke, man.
Didn't have to happen. I mean, not a great throw by Darno. He was really banged, or he was really sad about it.
Oh, I know he was. Of course.
He's like, man, I wish I made a better throw.
Of course, man. Isaac, when you're in that position, you're not looking at nothing but the ball.
No, he's trying to get the ball.
Yeah, you're trying to get the ball, man.
He accidentally hit the guy's shoulder, and he's going fast and bends your wrist back, and now your wrist is.
And then all of a sudden, we had to bang him.
Ozzie got banged.
That's what Ozzie got banged. But Max didn't. Stop, Randy. But I think that, you know, again, this is when we talk about, you know, the trade deadline being up, what moves are being made. They are bringing up the young boy Nacho, which I know a lot of us are excited to see because we're always excited to see these guys. We hear so much about them. And to get a chance to go up and
his name's Nacho.
And his name is Nacho.
Which is pretty cool.
And I know that, you know, we got the big hair, but the big bear and all that other stuff. What you get? The Nacho. I'm sure they'll figure out something. I'm sure BG will figure out something.
That's
Nacho home run. Or something
oh
like that.
No,
you don't like that one?
Maybe. No. Like if somebody robs
Nacho base hit.
No,
when he robs a base
hit. Oh yeah, if he makes a great defensive play.
We'll work on it. We're working on it.
That's good, though. You threw an idea out there.
No, that's good. We're working on it.
No idea is a bad idea.
The young kid's coming up. They brought him up today. He's probably going to play tonight as they play the Reds. De La Cruz is in the house and everything like that. So you might get a good opportunity to see him early. They're going back with that same, you know, when they brought Vaughn Grissom up. Put him at second and everything. Now, I don't know if Vaughn played second base before he played it, but they say this kid has never played second base. He's never played second base. I'm sure he's been over there before.
At some point. Everybody plays second base at some point coming up.
So I'm assuming and pretty sure that he was already in there or something.
Is there any position in another sport that we treat the way that we treat second base? People are just like, they can play second base.
I like second base.
I do too.
I like second.
But like... If you can do this, then you can do that.
Well, I mean,
is it like a left guard in football or something like that?
I think second base is more exciting than third base.
But I think third base is harder, though.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I think left guard.
Have to have a better arm to play third and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, yes.
But I think if you're power ranking the difficulty of the infield position, shortstop, third, first, second.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. Would you put catcher infield?
I think catcher is the hardest position
in
baseball. So along with pitcher.
Yeah.
And then right field, they kind of treat like second base, too.
Right. But, I mean, you know, that's where you put the kid
that
can't catch.
That's where you put the kid that can't catch.
Yeah, that's where you
and put. And then second base is the kid that's, like, kind of athletic but has a bad arm.
Yeah. When I was coaching my little league team, I remember we had this kid. We had his name was Javier. Javier could not play. Javier was not a good baseball player, Andy. So we put him out there.
What if Javier's listening?
But this is what I'm saying. He knew that. His papa knew. He wanted his son to get an interaction. We put him out there one game, Andy, and – like, it was just the worst nightmare ever. Pow! Ball comes. Javier literally is like, oh, God. Okay. He just sticks his hand up. Ball hits the glove.
And it went, caught it?
Caught the glove. Caught it.
Like Sandlot.
He didn't move or nothing.
Whoa.
He just stood there.
He's like small.
And it went right in the glove.
That's incredible.
Went right in the glove. So, yeah. It happens sometimes.
It can happen.
I got a question. Okay. And I meant to say this last week when during All-Star Week. I saw this before the festivities, all the players out there interacting. Why Marcell Ozuna had a glove? I'm serious. I was like, why Marcell got a glove? Is he like gonna play in the field?
He plays catch. To play catch. That's why.
If I'm a DH, I ain't playing catch.
They warm up before games and such, you know.
Everybody likes to play catch, though. Playing catch is fun.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I'm just checking. I was just checking. I was like, damn, Marcell got a glove.
But that's what it is for. The emergency outfielder. You know, it's like Travis d'Arnaud, Marcell.
They just sent down or DFA'd one of them and sent down the other, Eli White and Forrest Wall.
Yes.
So, like, I know Laureano's back, so he's an outfielder, played yesterday. But, like, we're one step closer. Every injury is one step closer to Marcell Ozuna having to use that glove. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that at all. That's when you know things are really bad for the Braves. If Marcell Ozuna has to play in the field. Anyway, just more injuries. Trade deadline's 8 days away. They got the Reds tonight. Hopefully, you got Lopez on the mound. So all you got to do is score two runs.
That's it.
Just score two runs, you can win tonight. That's all you got to do. Hey, speaking of scoring two, Atlanta United did.
Yeah, man.
They beat the Columbus Crew, which is a real surprise.
Yes.
Like, really did not see this one coming from that team. Let's listen to Gregerson, a couple goals.
Sixth corner of the match for Atlanta. Sends it into the back post. Header, score!
Yeah, man.
Set piece goal! Set piece goal! It's finally happened! And it's Dan Gregerson! Saba sending it in to the back post. Header, score! Again, it's Gregerson! This place is going crazy! Atlanta's got a 2-1 lead on the Cup champions with 15 minutes to play.
I felt the same exact way that Mike said that. Set piece goal. Because that's what I was like, oh, my God.
Finally.
The same way Mike screamed out, the same way I said it. I was like, damn, is that a set? And then they did another one. But, yeah, they needed that win. We all, as United fans, needed that win.
Yes.
Yeah, especially, you know, like you said, all the people that have left. You saying that Wiley is officially.
Yeah, the Chelsea purchase has been made official.
Okay. Good for him.
Yeah, no doubt. And at this point, good for them. You know, it's kind of what it is at this point this season. If you can, obviously they sold a couple guys to different teams internationally, make a little money, going to make some money off this one. And this is a guy who came into the Atlanta United Academy as a 12-year-old.
Yeah, man.
And they developed all the way to an EPL purchase.
It's crazy, man.
It's pretty good.
So good.
Now, I know he's not going there. They're loaning him immediately someplace else. Hopefully someday he plays for Chelsea. That'd be really cool.
Right.
But that's a hell of a thing, man.
Hell yeah.
To home grow a guy and develop him all the way to get bought by Chelsea. Impressive.
Yeah.
Impressive. Now, you know, spend some of that money on guys that can help you win here.
Now.
Hopefully.
Right now, Andy.
Yeah, when now.
Right now. I know the guy from Portugal should be here sooner rather than later and everything like that. But, yeah, I mean, this is your model. Sell. Buy. All right. The window's open, right?
Yeah, window's open.
Let's get to getting.
Let's got get all that money.
Let's get to getting.
By my math, you got about, what'd you get, 21 for Almada plus maybe 9 later?
Go buy Mbappe.
You got yeah, man. Just go get Mbappe.
Yeah, go buy Mbappe.
I heard he doesn't like Madrid that much.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it.
Yeah, go get Mbappe.
He's like, wait a minute, this sucks. I want to go to Atlanta.
Go to Atlanta. Atlanta, Madrid. I take Atlanta over
Madrid.
I'll take
it. I've been to Madrid.
I've been there.
It's all right.
It's cool.
Fine. No big deal.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. It was good. I liked it.
It's pretty cool.
I had a good time. All right. Let's hear Xander Schauffele winning his second major of the year.
This is going to end it. Xander Schauffele with a par on the 18th hole. He is the winner of the 152nd Open Championship at Royal Troon Golf Club with a score of 9 under par for
Royal
72
Troon.
Holes. He is your champion golfer of the year.
Good for him, man.
I think that's the coolest title that any champion in any sport gets.
What's that?
You win the British Open, the Open Championship, you get called the champion golfer of the year.
Why?
That's what they call it.
Oh, okay.
You know, like you win the NBA championship. What are you? Well, you're an NBA champion.
Right.
Which is cool. I'm not saying it's bad.
Right.
Champion golfer of the year?
Yeah.
Come on.
Never knew
Come
that,
at
man.
Me, bro.
Okay.
You get a claret jug?
Because I did not watch a lot of this yesterday. I watched a lot of it Saturday, but did not watch a lot of it yesterday. And what happened to your guy?
Who's my guy?
The guy you were saying about?
Oh, Lowry?
Yeah, what happened to Lowry?
It kind of fell apart.
Okay.
Tough day Saturday for old Shane. Old Shano.
Okay, well, I mean, and I always get Xander, Schauffele, and Scheffler always mixed up all the time.
Yeah, it's not going to help that they're the two best golfers in the world
and
now either.
I always get them mixed up. I always get the two guys mixed up and everything like that.
Is there an argument to be made that Xander Schauffele could have a better year than Scottie Scheffler?
Well, I mean, he won his second major, right? Scottie's got one this year.
Yeah.
Then Bryson has the other one, right?
Bryson's got the other
one.
Xander's got the PGA and the Open Championship. Obviously, Scheffler got the Masters and 5 other tournaments as well.
Yeah, we're just talking about this year, though, right?
Just this year.
Okay.
But he's got 5 tournaments. He's won 6 times this year.
Who is?
Scottie Scheffler.
And then Xander's only
won
2. Second win. Both of them are majors. I'll still go with Scottie.
Gold medal still at play, couple weeks.
Gold medal's at play. And, look, I mean, Xander plays well down the stretch. They come here to Atlanta.
Right.
They'll be the two that are kind of dueling it out.
I have a question. We were talking about this Friday about the golfing, right? You're representing – it is still like the tour, but you're just representing the country instead?
Right.
As far as the scores.
Yeah. I don't believe there's a team prize, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But you do have a teammate. There's 2 of them. Right?
I think there's probably 3.
So we're just American. We just happen
still
to be American.
Still an individual.
It doesn't matter if
it's
we
just
all do.
A regular
okay.
And who's playing for the U.S.?
Hopefully Scheffler.
Oh, they don't have a team yet?
They do. I just don't remember.
Okay. I'm just
Remember Bryson missed out.
Yes, that's why I was saying that, because you had these 3 U.S. players that have won the four majors, and I think Bryson's the only one that's not on the Olympic team, if I'm not mistaken.
Because nobody likes him.
Yeah, but still.
It's a dork.
Still, he's coming around again. I told you, I'm pulling back on my Bryson hate, because only reason I hated Bryson.
Schauffele, Scheffler, Morikawa, and Wyndham Clark.
Okay, only reason I hated Brandon. I mean, Bryson was because of you and Brian. You know, I ain't know nothing about the dude. Now he has some dorky tendencies that I didn't like, but I'm pulling back, man, because of the Kango.
But he'd been wearing a Kango for years.
But he was always a dork to me because of y'all. But then I was like, hey, he does rock a Kango.
He's a dork.
Yeah, he does rock a Kango.
Yeah, that's a good team. That's a good squad. But yeah, man. Incredible year for him. Because we talked about it after, because he had been top 20 at like 8 or 9 consecutive majors.
That's right. We did talk about that.
This is the best golfer that doesn't have one yet.
He was. That
now he's got 2.
Before he won his first one this year, I remember you saying it. He's like, this dude's always in the mix, blah, blah, blah.
Always in the mix.
And then now.
Because he was getting dangerously close to being in the mix so much and not getting it, to then you're like, all right, who is this?
Yeah.
Like, who are we talking about?
Where did Rory finish at?
Didn't finish. I mean, he went home after Friday. Rory had a bad weekend, man.
Rory going through some things. Going through some things, man.
Yeah.
Rory, you need to...
You know, these disappointing Sundays are racking up.
Yeah, dog.
Well, I mean, no.
You didn't play Sunday.
Not this week. Not this week. Just a disappointing Thursday and Friday. A lot of guys went home. A lot of guys went home on Friday. Big name guys had bad weeks. But anyway, Xander Schauffele, champion golfer of the year.
Oh, ACC Media Days this week in Charlotte.
Big
Ten for some reason. But anyway.
Yeah, Big Ten's this week.
Big Ten's week. Okay.
Later this week.
All right. So, yeah, Georgia Tech.
Which I think is in Indy.
Yeah.
My buddy who covers Oregon was like, yeah, I just got credentialed for Big Ten Media Days. And I was like, where is that?
Right.
Like, yeah, Indy. Like, that's weird,
that's
man.
That's still weird. So weird. I saw they had, like, the it was a Big Ten, like, site or whatever. They were doing, like, the rank of the Big Ten teams. And still, I already know what's happening.
I know.
It's still weird as hell to see Ohio State, Oregon.
I know.
It just.
And then even weirder to see seven other teams and then Washington.
Yeah, it's weird.
The national championship game last year. Now they got Rutgers ranked ahead of us in the preseason Big Ten poll.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, I didn't look that far down.
People really think Washington's going to suck this year.
They put Rutgers?
Yep. Ninth.
I mean, the thing with Rutgers is, as long as they have, oh boy, they can contend.
Yeah, it's when they have Shiano, they're pretty good.
When he leaves, it's just, I don't know what it is.
I don't blame people for not having Washington ranked. No one knows what they're going to be.
Everybody maybe thought it was a basketball poll. Rutgers is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, maybe.
Are they going to be good at basketball?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they thought.
They got some
dudes coming?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, there we go. Didn't know we were going to talk about Rutgers basketball today, but we did. There it is. All right. We'll come back. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spann Real Estate. Go to markspann.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Thanks for being with us on a Monday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now, here's another Andy and Randy listener.
Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, where you'll hear all the latest in ATL sports, plus all the life lessons you'll ever need to know. From a Pacific Northwesterner to teach about all the granola in national parks, to a former gangbanger in Germany who became the best tight end in UGA history. Get it all here.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday morning. Sour, brought to you by Mark Spann Real Estate. Go to markspann.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle on the week that NFL training camp begins. Just a couple of days from today, Wednesday, we'll be broadcasting live from Flowery Branch, the Ticketmaster Studios. Morning Shift's going to be up there. Steakhouse is going to be up there. We'll be up there as well. Dukes and Bell will be broadcasting from the Hooters at the Mall of Georgia.
The Taj Mahooters.
So they'll get a chance to go to practice as well and report back on some of what they see. Probably get a chance to interview some guys after practice and play some of that for you. But yeah, man, it all starts on Wednesday.
All right, let's play paper, rock, scissors real quick.
Okay.
Because the way the table's set.
Hang on a second.
Yeah. The way the table set, I like sitting with my back to the wall.
Okay.
You get there before me, so you get my seat.
You say paper, rock, scissors?
Whatever it's called.
I say rock, paper, scissors.
What'd I say?
You said paper, rock, scissors, which is fine.
What's the difference?
This is different order.
How is that? It's all the same, though, right?
It is.
Okay, then.
But I just have never heard anyone say it in that order before.
Oh, okay. I never knew there was an order. I just said it. So you want to do that for the seat?
Okay.
All right, we'll do it for the seat.
Hang on.
What?
There's other things, because you guys, look, we're from different parts of the country. And in different parts of the country, people do it different.
How's that?
Because people down here do, you guys shoot on four.
No, you shoot on three.
You go rock, paper, right?
Yes.
Rock, paper. Okay, me too.
Yes.
Me too. Because when me and my wife play, she goes rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No. I do it on third.
Good.
All
right, so maybe that's just an Appalachian thing. I don't know.
I do it on third.
Okay.
I do it on third.
The other question is, it's got to be two out of three.
Okay.
Okay?
No problem.
All right.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors.
So far, they've tied twice, three times tied.
Dang. All right, I got one.
Andy picks up the first one paper beating rock.
Dang.
Yes!
Damn.
That didn't take long.
You can sit in the chair. I don't care about the chair.
Okay, thank you.
You can sit. What's the problem? Because, I sit all the way back in the corner.
You sit all the way back in the corner, and I like sitting right there.
Yeah, you need to see.
I need to see
door in case somebody attacks us.
Who walking up in there, dog? Yeah. You know what I mean? That's all.
No, I like you. I like your eyes on the door in case somebody attacks us.
Yeah,
anyway.
Dog. Because I'm so crazy. Because we went to I always forget the name of that place up in Buford. Because we had baby gym and everything, so me and her went to breakfast. And I'm sitting there, and my back is to the glass, and I just feel like the whole time I can't relax.
Yeah,
I'm just like, God.
What do you think? Because I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. Like when we go to dinner or whatever,
I like to. What is it? What are we worried about? What do we think is going to happen?
I don't know.
Think somebody's coming for us?
I don't know, dog. But I just feel so awkward having my back to the door.
Me too.
So,
me too. But I'll happily let you do it in this case.
Thank you.
That's fine with me.
Thank you very much, Andy.
But this is the one thing about this. There's a little bit of added responsibility. Is Like, because that's the door that some of these guys walk out of to get out to practice. Like, when Raheem walks by, he knows you anyway better than he knows me. So you start yelling at Raheem,
right,
maybe he'll come in.
I'm going to start yelling at him.
Okay, good.
Hey, man, come on, man. I'm not going to be disrespectful. I would never do that. I have some kind. I got some kind of sense.
Yeah, a little bit of professional.
I got a little bit of professional courtesy. But I'm excited to go up, man.
Yeah, me too.
I am.
It's always fun.
Because, you know, it's one of those things where that football feeling mm-hmm. back. And then, you know, the smell of the grass and everything like that. And there are expectations for this damn team.
Yeah.
As there should be.
There were expectations last year, too.
It was called Snooze, the name of the place, the restaurant. Snooze in Buford.
Snooze, okay.
Snooze, yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty good.
Because we'll get deeper into it Wednesday and all the days we're up there and all that stuff, storylines and what you're looking for and all that kind of stuff. And last year, the lead-in was, it kind of goes from hope to expectations.
Yes.
And then it bottomed out because of the quarterback play.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we've seen what the offseason was in terms of fixing that mistake. Never again.
No.
Basically, the message from Arthur Blank.
Blank said, I don't
Never
care.
Again.
We're doubling down.
Never again.
Yes.
Since I've been the owner of this team, the best years we've had are when we have a legitimate quarterback, whether it was Michael Vick or Matt Ryan. The years we didn't have sucked.
Yes.
We don't want to do that ever again. So go get me one. As a matter of fact, get me two of them. Get me two quarterbacks at the same time.
Yes.
It is different in that standpoint from last year. I think the expectations that were there last year, we weren't making that up, because the years before that, we were like, I don't know. Really have no idea what this is going to be. And last year, the expectation came with that caveat of if the quarterback can play up to X standards.
Yes.
And he didn't.
We just needed Desmond Ridder here not to suck.
Pretty much.
And it was crazy because everybody wanted to run back to the preseason and everything. When he started out, he was great, wasn't he? No turnovers. Like that one drive against whoever it was in the preseason was really sharp, Andy, until he wasn't. So I'm like, the preseason affects after three games. Yeah, did he know?
But he also played four games the year before and didn't turn the ball over in those games.
Yeah.
And then played the first two games of this last season and didn't turn the ball over. And then, boy, did they start.
Yes.
When they started, they...
They didn't stop.
They didn't stop.
Yep.
Don't stop till you get enough. And then they had enough. That interception against Carolina was it.
You got to
right?
go, dog.
Yeah, that's...
You got to go. I'll say it again. I get fired up and everything. I was peed.
Yeah, you were legitimately mad about that.
About that. I really, really was.
Yeah.
I really, really
was. There's only been so many times.
The other ones were dumb, but that one right there for some reason.
Well, because it was beyond. I mean, it was just everything you're not supposed to do all wrapped up into one with the track record of turning it over too much against a terrible team.
Yes.
Like, you're playing against a terrible football team. And it was also your career on the line. Like, that was everything all wrapped into that one throw. But he told us who he was. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You can't really find out who somebody is until they get on the field and show you. And he definitely showed you over the course of that season.
I agree.
I know that last week we talked a lot about the SEC and the landscape and things being different without Saban and all that kind of stuff. Is there a coach in America, or how many coaches in America have more pressure on them than Kalen DeBoer? Because obviously there's pressure on Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with it is...
Who has more? Because
I think Ryan Day probably has the most. And I hate saying most pressure because it's the big leagues. Everybody has... Kirby has pressure on him.
Everybody with expectations has pressure.
But let's just make the pressure of if you don't get it done, you lose your job.
Yeah.
I think it's Ryan Day, Lincoln Riley, those two guys right there. Now, we were just talking, because we were talking about this in the break, about down there in Florida. I don't know of the – because what are the expectations? It's Florida. It's still Florida. We understand that. One of the top programs as far as, you know, that's been around. Now, they've been on a downslide lately, but at the same time, it's still freaking Florida.
Yeah, the fans
– the fans don't
have
look at
the
that
same
way.
Expectation
exactly.
that they've always had, which they should.
Exactly. And so that could be somewhere like that. But, yeah, the thing with Kalen DeBoer is this. You going into a championship roster.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama has a championship roster, and you're replacing him. And so, I don't view Alabama as a team that's going to take a step back because Nick's not there, meaning that they shouldn't. Because I think Kalen DeBoer is a hell of a ball coach, and he has a hell of a football team with a lot of good damn players.
Yeah, I don't think they will this year for that reason. I don't think they'll take a step back because of talent, because they have an incredible amount of talent. I don't think they'll take a step back because of coaching, because I do think Kalen DeBoer is an excellent coach.
Right.
And he's retained a lot of like the behind-the-scenes folks.
And the people don't understand how important that is.
Yeah, like the infrastructure that Saban built. And that's, you know, I mean, that's the thing about trying to compare anyone else, maybe outside of Kirby, and maybe there's another one or two, obviously Dabo at Clemson. It's not just that Saban won games there. It's what he built there in the era, the longevity to be able to do it, all that kind of stuff. And I think that's, I mean, it's easy to say you'd be dumb not to take advantage of it, but I also think a lot of people wouldn't be as, I don't know what the right word is, humble might be it, I'm not sure. But, like, I don't think a lot of, every coach in college football would be as willing to do what Kalen DeBoer has done, to be like, yeah, no, say, keep your office.
Yeah.
Like, keep these guys on staff. Tell me what you think. Like, all that kind of, because you know how it is in that world and ego and all that kind of stuff.
Because
I feel like a lot of what he's done has been, yeah, let me really take advantage of what you've built here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 5 years from now, I think it'll be a better, we'll have a better ability to judge if he's kept the torch.
Yeah.
I think this year it's, he better, because they got a ton of talent and a lot of the people are still there, not just players, but staff and all that kind of stuff.
But
we'll see 5 to 10 years down the road if he's still there and they're still rolling.
But I like the fact that, because the thing with Nick and Kirby is taking this philosophy also, he has a lot of people. He has a lot of ancillary, like, assistants, and this guy does this, and this guy does that,
and there's
everything
about
like that.
To be a lot more.
You know what I mean?
Because they just passed that rule where there's no limit.
Yes.
And
so, like, because the thing with Nick was Nick had to get everybody up out of his weight when he got to Alabama. All right? Your uncle played here in the 70s, and you just always are around. No, you got to go.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, not anymore. You can't come out. No, this is my show right now, and this is how I want to do it and everything. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, when you look at where Bama is, they got a quarterback that's played big-time college football I won't be surprised is in New York City. I won't be surprised if Jalen Rose is in New York City.
Be.
Would not be surprised. But when you look around the league, like, when is this Lincoln Riley going to cash in? I mean, when you gonna cash in at USC? I mean, they gave up a whole lot to get you, and gave you a whole lot when you got there.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, Brian Day? I mean, you can't lose in Michigan. We know that. We know in that rivalry up there, you can't lose him. But he's lost to him three years in a row, and Michigan's won a national championship. Ohio State has won the championships, but not with him.
Yeah.
You know, and so he's got to figure out, and he has a team that's stacked.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but when hasn't Ohio State had a stacked
team? That's right. I mean, they have maybe the quarterback play.
Last year
wasn't where you'd want it to be, and I mean before that they had C.J. Stroud,
right?
And that dude was incredible.
Yes,
and they were a fourth quarter of excellent football by Georgia away from probably winning a national championship, because I think they probably would have been able to handle TCU.
I agree.
But I think all those coaches are kind of in different situations. I think there's like immense pressure on Ryan Day and Lincoln Riley and. I don't know, Dan Lanning to a certain extent. I mean, there's a lot of expectation on them, and they're number two in the Big Ten, all that kind of stuff. And they haven't really won big games yet. So to validate some of the hype that they've got, and also Phil Knight throwing the whole wallet at the situation, I think there's hot seat. Napier obviously is one of those guys.
Yeah.
There's guys on the hot seat every single year, but I don't think that's the same level of pressure.
And now, here's another Andy and Randy listener.
Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, where you'll hear all the latest in ATL sports, plus all the life lessons you'll ever need to know. From a Pacific Northwesterner to teach about all the granola in national parks, to a former gangbanger in Germany who became the best tight end in UGA history. Get it all here.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday morning. Sour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle on the week that NFL training camp begins. Just a couple of days from today, Wednesday, we'll be broadcasting live from Flowery Branch, the Ticketmaster Studios. Morning Shift's going to be up there. Steakhouse going to be up there. We'll be up there as well. Dukes and Bell will be broadcasting from the Hooters at the Mall of Georgia.
The Taj Mahooters.
So they'll get a chance to go to practice as well and report back on some of what they see. Probably get a chance to interview some guys after practice and play some of that for you. But it all starts on Wednesday.
All right, let's play paper, rock, scissors real quick.
Okay.
Because the way the table's set.
Hang on a second.
Yeah. The way the table set, I like sitting with my back to the wall. You get there before me, so you get my seat.
You say paper, rock, scissors?
Whatever it's called.
I say rock, paper, scissors.
What'd I say?
You said paper, rock, scissors, which is fine.
What's the difference?
This is different order.
How is that? It's all the same, though, right?
It is.
Okay, then.
But I just have never heard anyone say it in that order before.
Oh, okay. I never knew there was an order. I just said it. So you want to do that for the seat?
Okay.
All right, we'll do it for the seat.
Hang on.
What?
There's other things, because you guys, look, we're from different parts of the country. And in different parts of the country, people do it different.
How's that?
Because people down here, do you guys shoot on four?
No, you shoot on three.
You go rock, paper, right?
Yes.
Rock, paper. Okay, me too.
Yes.
Me too. Because when me and my wife play, she goes rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No. I do it on third.
Good.
I
All right, so maybe that's, just an Appalachian thing. I don't know.
I do it on third.
Okay.
I do it on third.
The other question is, it's got to be two out of three.
Okay.
Okay?
No problem.
All right.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors.
So far, they've tied twice, three times tied.
Dang. All right, I got one.
Andy picks up the first one with paper beating rock.
Dang. Yes!
Damn.
That didn't take long.
You can sit in the chair. I don't care about the chair.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you can sit. What's the problem? Because, I sit all the way back in the corner.
You sit all the way back in the corner, and I like sitting right there.
Yeah, you need to see.
I need to see
door in case somebody attacks us.
Walking up in there, dog. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's all.
No, I like you. I like your eyes on the door in case somebody attacks us.
Yeah,
anyway.
Dog, because I'm so crazy. Because we went to, I always forget the name of that place up in Buford because we had baby Jim and everything. So we went to, me and her went to breakfast. And I'm sitting there and my back is to the glass. And I just feel like the whole time I can't relax.
Yeah.
I'm just like, God.
What do you think? Because I'm similar.
I don't know what
similar.
It is. I don't
like
know
when
what
we go
it
to
is.
Dinner or whatever, yes. I like to, what is it? What are we worried about? What do we think is going to happen?
I don't know.
Think somebody's coming for us?
I don't know, dog. But I just feel so awkward having my back to the door.
Me too.
So,
me too. But I'll happily let you do it in this case.
Thank you.
That's fine with me.
Thank you very much, Andy.
But this is the one thing about this, there's a little bit of added responsibility is, like, because that's the door that some of these guys walk out of to get out to practice. Like, when Raheem walks by, he knows you anyway, better than he knows me. So you start yelling at Raheem, maybe he'll come in.
I'm going to start yelling at him.
Okay, good.
Hey, man, come on, man. I'm not going to be I'm not going to be disrespectful. I would never do that. I have some kind. I got some kind of sense.
Yeah, a little bit of professional.
I got a little bit of professional courtesy. But I'm excited to go up, man.
Me too.
I am.
It's always fun.
Because, you know, it's one of those things where that football feeling back. And then, you know, the smell of the grass and everything like that. And there are expectations for this damn team.
Yeah.
As there should be.
There were expectations last year, too.
It was called Snooze, the name of the place, the restaurant. Snooze in Buford.
Snooze, okay.
Snooze, yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty good.
Because we'll get deeper into it Wednesday and all the days we're up there and all that stuff, storylines and what you're looking for and all that kind of stuff. And last year, the lead-in was, it kind of goes from hope to expectations.
Yes.
And then it bottomed out. Because of the quarterback play.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we've seen what the offseason was in terms of fixing that mistake. Never again.
No.
Basically the message from Arthur Blank.
Arthur Blank said, I don't care. We're doubling down.
Never again.
Yes.
Since I've been the owner of this team, the best years we've had are when we have a legitimate quarterback, whether it was Michael Vick or Matt Ryan. The years we didn't have sucked.
Yes.
We don't want to do that ever again. So go get me one. As a matter of fact, get me two of them. Get me two quarterbacks at the same time.
Yes.
It is different in that standpoint from last year. I think the expectations that were there last year, we weren't making that up because the years before that, we were like, I don't know. Really have no idea what this is going to be. And last year, the expectation came with that caveat of if the quarterback can play up to X standards.
Yes.
And he didn't.
We just needed Desmond Ridder here not to suck.
Pretty much.
And it was crazy because everybody wanted to run back to the preseason and everything. When he started out, he was great, wasn't he? No turnovers. Played that one drive against whoever it was in the preseason. Was really sharp, Andy, until he wasn't. So I'm like, the preseason affects after three games. Yeah, did he know?
But he also played four games the year before and didn't turn the ball over in those games.
Yeah.
And then played the first two games of this last season and didn't turn the ball over. And then... boy, did they start.
Yes.
When they started, they...
they didn't stop.
They didn't stop.
Yep.
Don't stop till you get enough. And then they had enough. that interception against Carolina was it.
You
got
to go, dog.
Yeah, that's...
you got to go. And I'll say it again. I get fired up and everything. I was peed.
Yeah, you were legitimately mad about that.
About that. I really, really was.
Yeah.
I really, really
was. There's only been so many times.
The other ones were dumb, but that one right there for some reason.
Well, because it was beyond. I mean, it was just everything you're not supposed to do all wrapped up into one with the track record of turning it over too much against a terrible team.
Yes.
Like, you're playing against a terrible football team. And it was also your career on the line. Like, that was everything all wrapped into that one throw. But he told us who he was. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You can't really find out who somebody is until they get on the field and show you. And he definitely showed you over the course of that season.
I agree.
I know that last week we talked a lot about the SEC and the landscape and things being different without Saban and all that kind of stuff. Is there a coach in America, or how many coaches in America have more pressure on them than Kalen DeBoer? Because obviously there's pressure on Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with it is...
who has more? Because I think there's a few with more.
I think Ryan Day probably has the most. And I hate saying most pressure because it's the big leagues. Everybody has. Kirby has pressure on him.
Everybody with expectations has pressure.
But let's just make the pressure of if you don't get it done, you lose your job.
Yeah.
I think it's Ryan Day, Lincoln Riley, those two guys right there. Now, we were just talking because we were talking about this in the break about down there in Florida. I don't know of the because what are the expectations? It's Florida. It's still Florida. We understand that. One of the top programs as far as, you know, that's been around. Now, they've been on a downslide lately, but at the same time, it's still freaking Florida.
Yeah, the fans.
The fans don't
have the same expectation that they've always had, which they should.
Exactly. And so that could be somewhere like that. But yeah, the thing with Kalen DeBoer is this. You're going into a championship roster.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama has a championship roster, and you're replacing him. And so, yeah, I don't view Alabama as a team that's going to take a step back because Nick's not there, meaning that they shouldn't. Because I think Kalen DeBoer is a hell of a ball coach, and he has a hell of a football team with a lot of good damn players.
Yeah, I don't think they will this year for that reason. I don't think they'll take a step back because of talent, because they have an incredible amount of talent. I don't think they'll take a step back because of coaching, because I do think Kalen DeBoer is an excellent coach.
Right.
And he's retained a lot of, like, the behind-the-scenes folks.
And the people don't understand how important that is.
Yeah, like the infrastructure that Saban built. And that's, you know, I mean, that's the thing about trying to compare anyone else, maybe outside of Kirby, and maybe there's another one or two, obviously Dabo at Clemson. It's not just that Saban won games there. It's what he built there in the era, the longevity to be able to do it, all that kind of stuff. And I think that's, I mean, it's easy to say you'd be dumb not to take advantage of it, but I also think a lot of people wouldn't be as, I don't know what the right word is, humble might be it, I'm not sure. But like, I don't think a lot of, every coach in college football would be as willing to do what Kalen DeBoer has done to be like, yeah, no, keep your office.
Yeah.
Like, keep these guys on staff. Tell me what you think. Like, all that kind of, because you know how it is in that world and ego and all that kind of stuff.
Because
I feel like a lot of what he's done has been, yeah, let me really take advantage of what you've built here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 5 years from now, I think it'll be a better, we'll have a better ability to judge if he's kept the torch.
Yeah.
I think this year it's, he better, because they got a ton of talent and a lot of the people are still there, not just players, but staff and all that kind of stuff.
But
we'll see 5 to 10 years down the road if he's still there and they're still rolling.
But I like the fact that, because the thing with Nick and Kirby is taking this philosophy also, he has a lot of people. He has a lot of ancillary, like, assistants, and this guy does this, and this guy does that,
and there's
everything
about
like that
to be a lot more.
You know what I mean?
Because they just passed that rule where there's no limit.
Yes.
And
so, like, because the thing with Nick was Nick had to get everybody up out of his way when he got to Alabama. All right? Your uncle played here in the 70s, and you just always are around. No, you got to go.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, not anymore. You can't come out. No, this is my show right now. This is how I want to do it and everything. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, when you look at where Bama is, they got a quarterback that's played big-time college football I won't be surprised is in New York City. I won't be surprised if Jalen Rose is in New York City.
Be.
Would not be surprised. But when you look around the league, like, when is this Lincoln Riley going to cash in? I mean, when you gonna cash in at USC? I mean, they gave up a whole lot to get you, and gave you a whole lot when you got there.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, Brian Day? I mean, you can't lose in Michigan. We know that. We know in that rivalry up there, you can't lose. But he's lost to him three years in a row, and Michigan's won a national championship. Ohio State has won the championships, but not with him.
Yeah.
You know, and so he's got to figure out, and he has a team that's stacked.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but when hasn't Ohio State had a stacked?
That's right. I mean, they have maybe the quarterback play.
Last year
wasn't where you'd want it to be, and I mean before that they had C.J. Stroud,
right?
And that dude was incredible.
Yes,
and they were a fourth quarter of excellent football by Georgia away from probably winning a national championship, because I think they probably would have been able to handle TCU.
I agree.
But I think all those coaches are kind of in different situations. I think there's like immense pressure on Ryan Day and Lincoln Riley and, I don't know, Dan Lanning to a certain extent. I mean, there's a lot of expectation on them, and they're number two in the Big Ten, all that kind of stuff. And they haven't really won big games yet. So to validate some of the hype that they've got, and also Phil Knight throwing the whole wallet at the situation. I think there's hot seat. Napier obviously is one of those guys.
Yeah.
There's guys on the hot seat every single year, but I don't think that's the same level of pressure as like a Ryan Day to win a national championship. Gotcha. Like Napier needs to win like, I don't know, eight games just to not get fired.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then I think there's a whole different thing of where DeBoer is at, which is very unique, where it's almost like he's got to earn the trust of that fan base.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Like, all the other stuff that's happened, I think, has been good. It's probably about as good as it could have been with someone taking over for Nick Saban. But there's still a healthy skepticism, and there should be.
Yeah.
They're like, well, all right. Nick Saban just did it for 15 years, and he's the best to ever do it.
Right.
You've got a cool resume. Now prove it.
Now prove it. Because you got more resources.
That's a big ask.
You got more resources than you would ever have.
In your whole life.
In your whole life.
They didn't have that at Fresno State.
No, they didn't have it at Washington.
They didn't have that at Washington.
He has more resources allocated to him. And kids, he will get into the rooms and the houses of these families because he has that Alabama behind.
Yep.
Period.
Now you got to close.
Yep.
Best way to close is winning. Then they want to come play for you. Oh. And money.
Oh, dude beat up another
NIL
guy?
Money.
Another boxer? Yeah, I guess so.
I can't keep these Pauls straight.
I'm so confused, man. We know, Bo, one of them is WE and one of them is a whatever that's called. It ain't boxing. You got boxing gloves on. But I think the one time he fought an actual boxer, he lost.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. What do you know about that?
What do you know?
We'll come back and get to an NFL No Huddle. Randy's review of the Netflix show Receiver is in.
Bruh.
I don't know. Really hope Randy gives you the review that he gave me during the break.
Can't do that. We got FCC rules.
All right, we'll do our best to make it as close as possible. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.